The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. The FDA is protecting Big Pharma and really Big Pharma's wallet by jabbing your kids. Folks, I know that sounds like a conspiracy theory. It's not. It's how the law works. And it's 100% their motive as to why they want to jab your kids and vaccinate them for something that is of no danger to them. Do you ever wonder, why does Big Pharma want to jab kids when COVID-19 doesn't really do anything? The worst that could possibly happen to your kid is they get a cold. But they want to desperately make sure that they jab your kid with an experimental vaccine that's not even a vaccine, but is gene therapy. Do you ever wonder why they would break their ethics of do no harm? Because the jab is much more dangerous to a child. It's not even close than COVID-19 is to your child. So they're putting your child in danger for something that's not dangerous, COVID-19. Why would they do that? Well, what kind of evil people would do this? Well, when you understand that money is the sole reason why, and that they get permanent liability protection, so when their emergency use is gone for the vaccine, which they still have it, that's why they're still giving it out. As long as they have emergency use, you can't sue them. Everybody knows this. But did you know that you can't sue child vaccines, even if they've been administered or started out for adults? The government put this in law years and years ago. So Pfizer and Moderna, they have been waiting. The reason why they don't drop the emergency use. You ever wonder why it's still an emergency use if the FDA is approved? Why is it still emergency use? So that Pfizer and Moderna can't get sued by you because they know how awful, and they know that Ben Armstrong is telling you the truth and that there's been millions and millions of vaccine injuries. So they are celebrating that they're going to get the FDA to do this for them because it protects their wallet. They will lose billions. Well, they'll go out of business. If they don't jab your kids and injure your kids, it's either injure your kids and they just let God handle that. They don't care. It's either injure your kids or they don't injure your kids. The emergency use has to come off at some point. You can sue them and they lose billions and billions of dollars and they go out of business. So what they are saying is, and the FDA, who is in bed with them, is saying, we're willing to hurt the American people's children, lie to them, tell them they need a jab so that we can't ever be sued. If we can't be sued, what's it matter that we lied to them? They can't do jack squat to us. And they don't feel guilty because you think, what kind of evil person could do this and not feel guilty about this? They don't feel guilty because this is their attitude. Well, I'm not choosing who gets injured by the vaccine or not. And I'm not even choosing who's getting the vaccine or not. Therefore, it's random. It's in God's hands. It's above my pay grade. And since it's above my pay grade, I can sleep at night because you're the sucker who went out and jabbed your kid. Not me, even though I approved it and pushed it through for money reasons. And I knew it was dangerous for your child. But in the end, I didn't make you do anything. So I can sleep at night. That's how they cope with it. Now, God will hold them responsible for what they're doing. This is not a conspiracy theory. I didn't know this when I first covered the COVID vaccine. This is something that's been around for a very long time. Do you know who knew this and exposed it to me? John F. Kennedy Jr. That's right. JFK Jr. John F. Kennedy Jr. expose it because he's been fighting vaccines and fighting Big Pharma for a long time. And his problem has been that with the child vaccines, they have automatic liability protection. I wonder if some people still think I'm a conspiracy theorist. All right. I'm going back to when I originally heard it and I will play it for you. I've reported this many times, but I think still a lot of people don't know anything that I'm talking about. It sounds like a conspiracy theory. It is not. This is the truth. Take a listen.
Well, they have to give it to kids because here's why. They cannot market this vaccine without having immunity shield. Oh, I mean, I sue pharmaceutical companies for a living, and I have enough criminal activity that I know about Pfizer at this point and Moderna. And if they went ahead and marketed a vaccine where they end up killing people or injuring them, and I can sue them, well, they'd be through. So they're never going to market a vaccine, allow people access to a vaccine, an approved vaccine, without getting liability protected. Now, the emergency use authorization vaccines have liability protection under the PREP Act and the CARES Act. So as long as you take an emergency use, you can't sue them. Once they get approved, now you can sue them, unless they can get it recommended for children.
What?
Because all vaccines that are recommended, officially recommended for children, get liability protection, even if an adult gets that vaccine. That's why they're going after kids. They know this is going to kill and injure a huge number of children. But they need to do it for the liability protection. And here's how they know that it's going to injure kids. During the Pfizer study, they only tested it on 1,300 children. And one of those we now know was a girl called Maddie Gary. We only know about this because she and her family came forward and told us what happened. Maddie Gary got the vaccine. She immediately went into seizures. She is now in a wheelchair for life, and she needs a feeding tube to eat. So because Pfizer only tested on 1,300 kids, it is stuck with the extrapolation. And one out of every 1,300 kids is going to be injured like that, an injury worse than death. Pfizer did not report her injury. Instead, it said she had a stomachache. So that's what they reported to the FDA.
You see, this is not made up stuff. Congress did this a long time ago and gave this type of protection because I guess they were saying, well, people could proclaim years and years later that they were injured by a vaccine and then these companies would all get sued. And the point is this is why they've been so desperate to jab your kids, and they want to get it all the way down to babies, get everything covered. Once they've got all the kids and babies covered, then you may see the emergency use label being pulled off. The reason why the emergency use label isn't pulled off is because they haven't been able to jab even babies yet, although they're just about to. And once they have all that, then they feel like, okay, now we don't need the emergency use because we're still protected from the lawsuits of all the evil damage we have done to people. You still can't do anything to us because there's a law that says when we are given a vaccine for kids, you can't touch us. So this is really what it comes down to protect the billions of dollars they have made in scamming you with the COVID-19 vaccine. To protect the billions of dollars they've made, they must injure your children to protect the billions of dollars. And injuring your child is worth billions to them. So they don't care. This is how evil works. Money matters more than some random person's life that I don't even know and have never even met. Have you not seen evil in the world? Do you really think Pfizer wouldn't do this? Ask yourself this question. What I am telling you, reverse it. Let's say Pfizer isn't evil, or Moderna. Let's say they're not doing this for these evil reasons. Okay. There's no reason for them to jab kids. Kids are not at risk of COVID-19. That's a fact. They can't deny that fact. So if they were ethical, they would say, well, obviously the vaccine carries more risk than COVID-19 does for kids. We're not going to jab kids. We don't need child liability protection. And we can drop the emergency use. Our vaccine's so good. We know we've done such a great thing for humanity. We don't need to jab your kids. We're just going to drop that. Do you think they would ever do that? And we don't even need that liability protection. You can sue us. We're going to win in court. Do you think they would risk that? The obvious answer is no, they would never do that in a million years. So then, since you know they'd never do that in a million years, why are you shocked? The only other thing they can do then is injure your kid to get their liability to protection. That means if a million kids die, they would do it. Now, I'm not predicting a million kids will die, but I do know that, well, I'm saying in the United States, maybe around the world, I have no idea. I can't tell you. The vaccine, we don't know. We still don't know the long-term effects. It hasn't been long enough to know how bad the lipid nanoparticles affect people down the road. How long does it stay in the body? We still don't really have all the answers. So I don't know what this will end up injuring or killing. I don't know what the numbers are. They don't either, but they're willing to take the risk of, let's say, a million, whatever. We've got billions of dollars at stake. This is the truth. Now that you know all this, I wanted you to know that, and I really pounded it before I play you Naomi Wolf, because she's got more breaking news, more stuff. She's the one that's been researching the Pfizer documents that they didn't want you to see for 75 years. Now you'll be able to understand why they don't care about all these injuries that Naomi Wolf is going to talk to you about. Take a listen. This is from Steve Bannon's War Room.
You've also come up with new and disturbing information, I think. Is it out of Israel?
Yes. So this is so important. People who've been following our work here know that piece after piece after piece has been put into place of a baby die-off. So that's the latest. That's about strokes, but I'm not going to talk about that now. I'm going to talk about babies, and I didn't send this to Cameron, so I'll just describe it. It's a magazine called Magazine Zman Emet, Real Time. It's an Israeli magazine, and of course, Israel is one of the petri dishes of the forced mRNA vaccinations. And this is a publication by two Israeli reporters named Rani Nit Feinberg and Yafa Shir Raz, and they have looked through the VARS database, which is our government database, and they found that 58 babies were injected unlawfully, right? The EUA hadn't been approved for babies at that point, but nonetheless, Pfizer injected tiny babies, one of them as young as 43 days old, and 58 cases of life-threatening side effects in infants under 3 years old who received the mRNA vaccine by whom, by what, were reported. And then it's unclear if some survived. And it's also unclear why these infants were vaccinated and whether they were part of the clinical trials. The main point legally is in the meeting on Wednesday, the FDA will not be able to argue that it did not know or cannot argue that it did not know. They know that babies were injured by mRNA vaccines, even as they're trying to approve the mRNA vaccine for infants and toddlers aged 6 months to 4 years.
She's going to go into detail, but I want to pause it here. So why the FDA is aware of these child injuries already, and they haven't even approved it, but they're going to approve it for their buddies at Big Pharma. You want to know why? Because you can't sue them. She's saying, well, we could take this to court. They believe that they can make it so that you'll never even see your day in court to prove the evidence. You can have overwhelming evidence. You can't even take it to court. That's why they're doing this. This is why they're slapping five. This is why they're so excited to get this done. They feel like it seals their victory. Now, I know you'll say, well, they've said, what about fraud? Yeah, fraud should open them up, but they've done fraud in other vaccine studies. I know Robert F. Kennedy has sued them in the past and has not been able to get victory over these pharmaceuticals and has not been allowed, when it's children vaccines, to go forward with lawsuits. So they know they have a history with John F. Kennedy and his organization, John F. Kennedy Jr. and his organization, and they've been able to hold him off. They're looking at Naomi Wolf, and she's got lawyers that are going to be suing, but they just think, we've been able to hold off John F. Kennedy. We think we can hold them off, and they won't even have their day in court. This is why they're speeding it through. This is why they're willing to jab your kid for something your kid's not even in danger of, with something that is very dangerous for your child, but they will never in the media tell you it's dangerous for the child, because you know who could get sued? Big Pharma will be get liability protection. You won't even be able to sue the FDA, but you will be able to sue the media if you can prove fraud that they lied to you about the vaccine. So do you think the media is going to make themselves available to where you can prove that they lied? Do you think they're going to report against themselves about what they told you at the beginning? No, they're going to always continue to lie, and they're going to tell you that it's super safe and effective for your kids, and it's just coincidence that your kid dies for some of you or has this massive injury or, you know, these type of injuries or brain injuries that happen. They happen to kids, and it's true. They do. How are you going to be able to know if it was the vaccine or if it was just a random thing? That's what they're betting on, because you probably won't be able to know whether it's random or for the vaccine, and they're loving that. More from Naomi Wolf.
So they, the FDA claims that there are no life-threatening adverse events. These records show that the most common serious adverse events to tiny babies were life-threatening, bleeding, anaphylactic shock. And yes.
Are you going to go into court with the information you have, or one of the groups that you're searching? Are you going to go into court and try to get an injunction, get a judge to get an injunction to try to stop that?
The legal team has rolled out a new strategy that they don't want me to announce yet, but it's going to be aimed at stopping it before it happens. And then if that doesn't, if the FDA doesn't stop at that point, going after them with a heavy, heavy duty lawsuit. Should I pick up again with what happened to these poor babies? Or
Yeah, keep going.
But we're on it. I mean, our lawyers are the best lawyers in the country. Scott Street and John Howard, with the leadership of Leslie Manoukian in this issue, they're the ones who won the victory against the Biden administration for masks. And they are going guns blazing. Anaphylactic shock, encephalitis, neuroleptic syndrome. And these are multi-system injuries. Some of the other things that happened to these babies, there's a two-month-old baby in the VARS database, and some of the things that happened to them include seizures, neurological illnesses. There are 245 reports of babies exposed to the vaccine via breast milk, which confirms what we've been trying to warn you from the Pfizer document analyst, that breast milk is being harmed or contaminated, and that Pfizer identifies breast milk as a source of exposure. These poor babies had pyrexia, body temperatures, headache, rash, diarrhea, but also anaphylaxis, myocarditis, pericarditis. There's a two-year-old baby who, oh my God, a 43-day-old female patient received the Comirnaty intramuscular injection. Right after the vaccination, the baby suffered a variety of life-threatening multi-system injuries, such as anaphylactic reaction, asthma, anticholinergic syndrome, acute central respiratory depression, pulmonary hypertension, cardiomyopathy, pneumonia, vestibular disorders, hypersensitivity, respiratory failure, drug reaction, systemic symptoms syndrome. And in the section reporting death, the statement says no, but in the section saying to the baby recover, it also says no. So we don't know what happened to this baby. Is she alive or did she die? And it also, the reporters point out, raises horrible questions. How did a 43-day-old baby receive a vaccine not yet approved for use in babies? And so there are additional symptoms babies are showing: a brain infection, vomiting, loss of consciousness and death, hypoglycemia, low blood sugar, a neuroleptic syndrome, and it can damage the heart muscles and other muscles of the kidneys. So the last data point, there are 28 reports of babies aged 0 to 6 months. 10 are males, 16 are females, 2 are gender non-specified, the gender is not specified. 9 of them, 32%, suffered an anticholinergic syndrome. 9, 32% had an anaphylactic shock. And I've been warning everyone, I'll try to calm down, but I'm so angry, that PEG, which is an anaphylactic shock allergen to a lot of people, is now in the breast milk of vaccinated women. So we're seeing babies who are nursing, tiny babies, go into anaphylactic shock. 8 or 28.6% suffered neuroleptic syndrome. 5 suffered heart rhythm irregularities, tiny babies, and 5 had hypoglycemia. In the group 6 to 12 months, 3 males, 1 female, and 1 gender not specified. The adverse reactions include anaphylactic shock, again, anticholinergic syndrome, and neuroleptic syndrome. In the age group of 1 to 3-year-olds, 25 cases reported, 5 males, 19 females, 1 to a baby, gender unspecified. This is my last note. 6 of the babies, or 24%, had an anaphylactic shock. 6 or 24% suffered anticholinergic syndrome. 5 or 20% suffered from neuroleptic syndrome. So you're seeing the same illnesses, the same reactions in age group after age group. 4 or 16% suffered encephalitis, and 3 or 12% had irregular heartbeats. One baby was hemorrhaging, and one suffered from hypoglycemia. And they give the tables right here. We'll post it. I'll send it to Cameron. So Pfizer is experimenting on tiny babies unlawfully and not following if they live or die, and clearly sending significant numbers of babies into significant life-threatening,
What you just laid out right there. There's no court in the country then that wouldn't give you an injunction. I'm not a lawyer, but if that evidence is presented, how can they then approve this for babies? Naomi Wolf.
So I would like to bring Leslie Manoukian next time to help explain this. Fine. Because I'm not a lawyer. Fine. And she's running the law. But I do want to say the challenge is that the FDA is surrounded by legal protection. So you have to exhaust appeals and bureaucratic citizens' appeals over and over before you can bring legal action against them. That's why they're going after Pfizer.
Yeah, and they'll go after Pfizer, and I wish them good luck. But you see, the FDA is protected, so they have to go after Pfizer. But once Pfizer gives them the child approval, and they've already approved it for some kids, so I don't even know if they already have it or not. But courts could just throw it out and say, "What? You may have evidence, but Congress has made it a law that they are protected. You can't sue them, so you can't present your evidence in court." That's what they're hoping for. Now, I think we can expose these punks, and I think she can win, because fraud, and if the American people know what I'm saying, and this spreads, and all this information spreads, and Americans say, "Oh, heck no," some court will feel the political pressure of the American people, which isn't really a political pressure, just the pressure of the American people, to actually allow us to prove the fraud. But we do have corrupt courts, so I'm just telling you, this is why they're so desperate to jab your kids. They don't give one ounce about your child's health. They care about their pocketbooks, and they're protecting their billions. The billions they made in a scam against you, and now they don't want to lose it all. They need to protect their pockets. They injured millions of people and killed probably millions of people. It's hard to even say already adults with the vaccine. They don't want all that to be for nothing. So if kids have to get jabbed with the very same thing that injured all these other people, so be it. Now you know that I'm not a crazy man. The problem is you've just not been able to believe that there's evil in the world. The problem is you've been brainwashed to believe that all men are created good, when the Bible says the exact opposite. For all you Christians out there that don't want to believe this stuff for some reason, then you don't believe in Christianity. This is what the Bible says man's heart ends up doing. When you're not following God, who are you following, according to the Bible? You're following Satan automatically. Would Satan do this? Yes. Are these people who are not following God, are they going to end up doing the will of Satan? Absolutely. So stop being shocked. I'm not the conspiracy theorist. I'm the truth teller. They are evil. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. See ya!